Kate, for those who are not familiar with the program, can you give us a little bit of backstory on the Ask the Doc program?
Sure, yeah. So Ask the Doc town halls, as you said, are our health equity initiative to really address mistrust between government agencies, doctors, and the community. And so we bring trusted medical providers into community spaces to kind of answer their health questions directly. And this all started in 2021 as a response to the pandemic. We were seeing a lot of burning questions and concerns in the community, and we wanted to kind of go into community spaces to address those questions.
How much growth have you seen in the program since it started 5 years ago, four years ago?
Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of growth. You know, as I said, this started as primarily a way to address COVID, COVID concerns. And since this has grown to cover a wide variety of topics, so that includes things from mental health to chronic diseases. We've been able to go into a lot of different community spaces like faith organizations. We regularly host Spanish Ask the Docs at the Mexican consulate. So it's really grown in the topics we've covered and where we've been able to go in the community.
In terms of maybe topics or questions that are asked, are there certain themes or things that people ask most frequently during these town halls?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have a lot of frustration with the healthcare system, understandably, navigating healthcare without insurance or if you're underinsured. There's barriers like transportation, just costs of care. And so a lot of the times people ask questions about, you know, seeking resources or just help finding the care they need. And our doctors or medical providers who attend these events are always really good at providing tailored resources and just answering those concerns.
Okay, the first event coming up, I think tomorrow. What are the specifics of this first event here in 2025?
Yeah, so tomorrow we will be hosting a Spanish Ask the Doc at the Mexican consulate from 11 to 12. And we're going to cover the importance of primary care and regular checkups. And then along with that, how you can access resources and health services if you are underinsured or you don't have insurance. So we'll give some tips for, you know, finding low-cost care. And then we also want to talk about advocating for yourself as a patient. So do you feel like you're not being heard by your doctor? You know, how can you kind of express that need in a better way?
Yeah, and I read this morning that first event's going to be entirely in Spanish, I believe, as well. Mm-hmm. How important is it for this program for you all to be able to meet people like where they're at in their community on a daily basis?
Yeah, I definitely can't express the importance of that. I think it's very important. We try to coordinate these events in tandem with local organizations who directly serve the community or, you know, already have the community's trust. I think it just means a lot to people to see doctors or healthcare experts coming directly to them, and also being in a space that's more casual and, you know, you can just directly ask those questions. That's not something that people are used to when you have, you know, a short appointment time, for example.
Visiting with Kate Broadwell, who oversees the Ask the Docs program in Wake County. Kate, are there other events that are planned for later this year?
Yeah, we have a couple Ask the Docs coming up. In April, we will be doing a Ask the Docs panel at the WellCare Health Fair on Saturday, April 12th in English. That's at the Southeast Raleigh Food Lion. That'll be talking about chronic stress. And then we'll also be coming up later this month, next month, sorry, April 19th, we'll be at the Muslim Youth and Community Center doing a panel in Arabic and English, again, on stress and chronic diseases.
Where can our listeners, Kate, go to learn more about this program?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. You can go to wake.gov /HealthUpForWake, or if you just Google HealthUpForWake or Population Health, our webpage will come up, and we regularly update that webpage with information on our upcoming events.
Kate, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave listeners with this morning?
I would say just that, you know, it's very valid if you're frustrated with seeking healthcare and feeling listened to. But there are so many resources here in Wake County, and there's so many healthcare providers who truly care about, you know, getting the care that patients need. And it's just a matter of kind of connecting with those resources. And we're hopefully trying to do that.
Kate Broadwell, who oversees the planning for the Wake County Ask the Doc program. Kate, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. All the best with the program, and hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.